Now, I'm finishing off the Ramban, finishing off the Sugya. Ramban says, Hi Perusha, Ms. Rashi. What's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rimigash? Machlokes between Rashi and the Rimigash, besides the Girsa, is what Labahen is. Labahen means it's in the Maisa Shvua or in the Kiyama Shvua. According to Rashi, Nan Tom Bushvua's mitzvahs. So also belav kehen b'cholinyan shemitzah kama ben esr ben lo sase shenish b'lekayim es hamitzus lo sase shur shelo ochon avedas chayiv k'diver biru b'mseiru diri chacham b'pato but not b'ochon avedas shenish b'she ochol stam avim shemochon avedas pato kevin shemutu lo k'diver kaim shuos lo b'poreit she even if he says, mentions it, nevelos u'shchutos, or potter, or lo b'kol, if he just says, shur sh'ocha. Lo mekri hei. Hello. So, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yudah ben Seiril Kasei, nishbas sh'lo lechol nevela, is going to be a good shvua because he doesn't believe in Labahen. But according to Chachamim, not because eating the velas is never a kiyama shvua. Shavil nishbe shochal stam. All the velas potter from kevin shein mutu lochol kadei lekayim shvua also. It's not mutter for him to eat it. It's not mutter for him to make him his shvua in such a way. Elo should be Rishami Mashma. Shami says, "Urim seiri mitzvahs esi b'chudhu." Now, of course, comes along the Balamor and says, "Why is this so? This is so because and it's a chalis." Shua shelo ochon avelus has nothing to do with lavahen. Has to do with any sechalis. Balamor, what's the matter, Rabbi Boinstein? Okay. V'diyak lo medikatani setomem b'mshuas mitzvah shelo sebelav gan kloma. Belav potter, ubehen atam achayva, dainu also suk, aneach tefillin. Toni nami shalom also behen kalav, amitzis losase. Potter, dainu och nevelus. Belav chayv, kiddi rabbi nam say, kol mokom. Says, Yerushalmi limits it to aseis, because in he doesn't say what the Hezbir in Yerushalmi. The Balamor would have a Hezbir in Yerushalmi because Ein Yisachal Issa. And the moment Ein Yisachal Issa, the Shvua is not Chal. There's no Kiyam HaShvua. A Shvua without a Kiyam HaShvua. Belav Mekom Mokom still Lishni Gemara Lo Daiki Lahai Perusha. Says, our Gemara doesn't seem to support Rashi's Mahalach. Rav Halevi, Rabbi Yehoshev Zal, Logoras Elo. Nami Is Menuschi Atiki. All the old Gersos are against Rashi. The Pavish Rabbeinu Hanan, Omeshkachas, Lokadarav, the Omeshur Shah, Och, Vochapot, When he says shelo ochal, what did he have in mind? That he's not going to eat anything that day. Certain things he can't eat anyway. Nevelos hatreifos, so he's only talking about the others. And that, according to Rashi, gets reversed, and according to Rimi Gash, stays to the end. He says, "In Toma, Hech Mashkach Zlobehen, Mashkach Kedurov, Domashur Shoch, Ochal Pot, Dashrachilim of Timishuos, Ochanami, Imoma Shusha Ochal, Yochal Novels and Trez Bediava Pot, the Kaimilishuos, Mahainu, Hein, Ubain Bekol, Ubain Benish, either the Pshad of the Rimigashi, Glow, Muslim, or Frail, according to the Ram of Ashram. Hab, stop. Have a lava hand, the travail kolol hava. The oma sha'ochal stam, avagalo amrin and lay, kum achol nevedas. We're not going to tell him, eat nevedas. Came to ki ochal, if he eats it, miftu mi korban shvur, ki lo ochal, ishtakach dienu nami b'chayv li korban. Okay. Hilkel chaynu hava lava perishim asnim b'poreidu. V'tzoruch iyun. He's still not convinced. And I meant to me, Mishoch Novel Sutres Bediavit, Achilot Vain, Holuk Farach, and he had it already, Shova. Shinipa Tesefta, Tesefta. Shua Shalom Ochel, the Ochel Ochel Masurim, Pigal Nosavatome, Shua Shalom Esht, Shosamaz Masurim, Yain Shalom, Kilakarim Chayev, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Shusha och ochal, wo ochal ochlim asurim, pigel nose of a dummy, shusha eshte, shusha mashin asurim, yain shal ola, kelke part of the ribshim mamachai. That's Rashi, Rashi was saved with stam. Rebels of Levi, Rashi mamforish, saved with stam. Okay. So this finishes off the Ramban. So a lot of important things in the Ramban. The Ramban is general shita is that shvua is an isagavra. There's no halos in the chavtza. The isagavra comes from the bal yachal. Bal yachal is two things. Bal yachal is Yisur Hefza in the case of the Durham, Yisur Garfa in the case of Shuas, but it's all talking about Chalos Yisurim. And Ravin says, Sheker is only Sheker B'dibur, Ochalti V'lo Ochalti. That's how he paskins. And therefore, when the Gemara says, Hefza Shemayim and not included in Yachem Mechul Chavse Shemayim. Chavse Shemayim are not included in a Shvua, not included in Bal Yachel. So, and therefore there is no Shvua. That's the Gemara says. The Miftarim Lav the Shvua. Once there's no Lav of Bal Yachel, automatically there's no Korban, there's nothing. Lahara Lehetiv. According to the Ramban, is talking therefore Dafka Bakola. When he says here in the Melchamas at the end, in Shvuos Einu Shavu Kaya Mitzvah Saseh Einu Cholos. He says, what does the Baal HaMor say? Baal HaMor says that Nishba L'Kayim Esay is Chal. Nishba L'Kayim Lo Sasei, and it's Chal Alisim. He says, no, nothing to do with that. It is a separate halacha. The Chafetz Shemayim are not included, so Bein Esa Ben Losa, so I don't have to come on to Ein Yisachalis. Of course, Kolel is different, because Kolel is no Chafetz Shemayim. Chafetz Shemayim means it's pure Chafetz Shemayim. And except, so what does the Harel Hayta say? Then if I'm a Kayim, if I'm a Vatul, the Shvua through a mitzvah, I am not, I do not, I don't bring a carbon. That's what the Gemara says, I'm from a carbon. Now the Gemara is talking about Nishba Levatul. What about Nishba Shelo Ochal Nevelos Ushchutos? So it's a Kayim Elosasei, and the Isser is Chal. So the Gemara never mentions that, and so there's a Mishnah that says eating the Velos and Trefos Shalom is a bitul hashvua. Wait 1 second. It's not divrei reshus. So apparently he limits divrei reshus to things that I'm mechuyev to do. If I'm doing something that I'm mechuyev to do, so that's not a reshus. I am not allowed to do it for a different reason, but intrinsically it's not a reshus. But when I eat nevelos and treif, something I'm not allowed to do. That's not a divrei reshus. I'm not allowed to do it. That could be what he means. I don't know. It bothers me very much, this problem, that if it's talking about divrei reshus, mean totally optional activity, eating nevelos and treif is not totally optional activity. It's apparently he understood divrei reshus means something that I'm not mechuyev to do. But achilas matzah is something I am mechuyev to do. That's the only way at this point I can get out of that problem with the in the Ramban. Now, let's just briefly go through Shitas HaTosfos. Shitas HaTosfos, we have the mitzvah. The mitzvah says the moment I mention the words avera, it's shvua shav. And we'll see from the bottom of Tosfos how extreme it is. Even though it's shvua that I have to violate, but I don't specifically mention those words. It's then in the ma'aser shvua and the nusach shvua. The Rish says no. Now we have to be very careful what the Rish says. We have a klal from the Raivad that the Ramban says, etc., that a shvua is a difference between shvua levatel b'kum v'asei and shvua levatel b'shev al taisen. Shvua she'ochal nevelos u'shchutos. I have to eat nevela. I cannot be makayim the shvua. Shushi evshu lekayima is what? Is shof. Like Rashi. Fine. But shua, why? Because if it would be chal, when the time comes to eat the nevela, you'll say, to averis, we go shaval tais, don't eat it. So it's a shua, shal nit lekiyum. Hashem can't. Shua shalo ocha matzah kol hashonah. When it comes to it, we'll tell him, don't eat matzah. Why? Because Sheval Tais Adif. That's. Okay, that's the rive. What do you call it? Looks at it from a different, seems, l'chora, to look at it from a slightly different angle. Let us read what Tosfos says about the ring. The vadai. Sheva al taisa to the Iri Hocha. Here we're talking about Achilas Nevela. The mitzvah is to be a Sheva al taisa. Do not eat it. because I said I will, and he didn't eat it. So the bitl shur she'ochal, I will eat. And what is the bitl ha'shvua? Not eating. So the bitl ha'shvua isn't what I do not do. I look at the bitl ha'shvua, not the kiyam ha'shvua, the bitl ha'shvua. And he says, it's not chal. Why? What's so important about the bitl ha'shvua? Because I interpret, I tried all the different pshatim. I try to read Rabbi Reichman's version, my Rebbe's pshatim. The bitul ha'shvua is b'shaval tais. What does that mean? We will tell him to b'mevatul ha'shvua. Why would I tell him about the shvua? Because kiyam ha'shvua is become vasei. So I tell him stay b'shaval tais. Aval hotzom menishve shalolecho matzda v'bekum vasei. The bit of the kiyam ha'shvua. The bit of ha'shvua is become vasei. And we'll tell him, do not be mevatel the shvua. So one will tell him, be mevatel the shvua. When the shvua that you're going to tell the person, mevatel the shvua, that is not chal. And a shvua that you tell a person, do not be mevatel the shvua, it is chal. Why is the relearning it that way? He says the same thing, but with a different way of looking at it. For a very simple reason. A shvua that you tell someone, it's not that no kiyum. Back in Elul. We said, there is no din of kiyum ashvua. In shvua, it's only in shvua's hektish. So I don't say there is a kiyum ashvua. What, is there a bitul shvua? You're not a bitul ashvua. So the whole thing is, we tell him to be mevatel the shvua. You don't tell him to march. A shvua that you instruct a person to mevatel is not a shvua. That means a shvua that's not in the kiyam, that's just looking at it from a different angle. You're looking at it from the angle because there's no mitzvah in kiyam ha'shvua, that's a mitzvah in kiyam ha'shvua. That's why the word's potter. That means I pattern myself from everything in the shvua. So I don't see anything in the re more than in the rive. Now, then Tosis goes on to a third guess that Rashi rejects. Nevelus Ruch. Now here there's a general issue. In Macholos Asuros. It's a very, very serious issue. And it's a tip of an iceberg that would take us very far away. Goes like this. This is a halacha, nevela ruil ger. It means if I eat something, there are two levels of psul. There's one level of psul that nifsal machilas adam. Another level of psul, nifsal machilas kelev. Dogs eat almost everything. Cats eat almost everything. So the halacha is, it had nifso machilus odom. It is yipoto. Nevelish and rulagir. Just because of lagarisha bisharechat and anavachol. Is that because it's mafgia, the shem ochel mafgia, the shem nevela, or because the maisa achilus is not a maisa achila, my maisa achilus is only a maisa achila. If I do it in the way that normal people eat, and if nifso machilus odom, normal people don't eat it. That's what nifsal machilas adam is. And there are many, 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 many ramifications of this. Agabe, for instance, nifsal machilas adam, if it's a chometz, is it not chometz? Now, if I eat it, certainly I'm not going to be also. What about Agabe bayirah bayamotzen? I'm not talking about eating the chametz. What I'm talking about owning the chametz is a chiv beer chametz. Nevela. Oh, is it nevela? It's not. Wait a second. There are a number of different halachas in nevela. One, it's matame b'masa. Isn't matame b'masa? Not matame b'masa. There are countless nafkaminas. Give me a Rambam here, Tahara, as long as I'm attached here at all. I can't move that much. Okay. Let's see what the Rambam says in Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumos by Tumas Nevela. A Nevela of Mi Avos HaTumos. Okay. Eilu dvarim, these are the things shematamim min anavelos, ha'atzomos, ha'karnayim, ha'tlofayim, the bones, the horns, the hoof. They're not because that's not nochel. Here he says, where is it? Psar nevela shenifsar perak alef halacha yud gimel vehivshir venifsal mele echol hakelef tohor. What does that mean? Nevela nifsal machil sadam is still a nevela. The fikach, he says, okay. The psar nevela shoyot saruach meikarov and a royal michael adam arizet tohor. Shenemar la gerish b'sherechatit nanavachola shetiyat chilasa ruuy lager. So the Rambam says, yes, if let's say the animal is a sick animal, and he had and the animal part of its flesh was decaying, so b'shas it died. It was ainaruot roi, so it never became an avela. But later on, but if it died, it was fine, and then it got rotten. So it still has a shame to veil until it's nifso ma'achilas kelev. So, but in achila, not in ma'is achila, the nafkamina l'gabe tuma, the nafkamina may be l'gabe ba'yiro ba'yamotzer, chiv bir chomet, and the like. And there are many, many nafkaminas. Okay. But I'm just telling you, as a whole Indian, we can spend a long time on it. We're learning Shavuos. At the end, he brings the Tosefta. What does the Tosefta say? Shavuos she'ochal. Ochal ochlem asurim, kegon pigel nose of a tome, potter, he potter himself from a shua. Why? Filo below kumvatse chayla yedei kolu b'she'ein maskir ha'isur. What is he saying here? Be very careful. He says, I will eat something during the day. Anything. And he eats pigel nosa v'tame. So, he's mekayim l'shua. But what would be, he says, that's because it's kolu. What would be if I say, I will eat some meat today, either nevela or shchuta? What does Tosa say? According to the Ritzva, it would be a shuas shov. Wait a second. Was it Machayev himself to do an Aveira? Was it Machayev himself to do an Aveira? He left himself option. I'll eat meat today. If I just say, I'll eat meat today. So he miyotze the Shuvah with either Nevela Shchuta. But if I say, I will eat the meat, I will eat either Nevela or Shchuta today. So what did I say? My Maisa Shua mentioned eating Nevela, and the Kiyam of that, the Shua can be via Nevela. That, according to the Ritva, that is no good. According to the Ritva, that is a Shua Shav. Why? Part of my Maisa Shua is I will eat Nevela, even though I'm not Machayev myself. So this is the flip side of chametz. What does chametz say? That was the question we had. Someone said, "I shvua lo chametz shana. I'm a chayv myself to my avera chanami, but I don't mention it. But the lashon is not. I do not mention the avera. Even though I'm a chayv myself here, I'm not a chayv myself doing avera, but I just give myself two options. Any shvua that I mention." Bittul mitzvah, that is a shvua shav. The tzedin and the maisa shvua and the loshen shvua.
How do we understand the tzedin?
Very, very simple. The recess, the vada b'sheva al taisam, whether the bittul ashvua, do you tell him to mevatel? You don't tell him to mevatel. You don't instruct him to mevatel the shvua. Do you? Go to a badatz butcher shop and buy badatz meat, okay? The reed does not talk in terms of kiyum hashvua. He talks as you tell him to be mevatel, or you don't tell him to be mevatel. You don't tell him to be mevatel. You tell him get kosher meat.
If he ate
in the veil, so he ate in the veil, but I didn't tell. I wasn't machayev him to.
But that would be a kiyum hashvua.
He's not taught. The Re talks in terms of a different language entirely. He talks in terms of language. I tell him to mevatel l'shua. I don't tell him to mevatel l'shua. You're asking a question out of the way the Ramban talks. The Re doesn't talk that way.
Meaning, if he
held he'll pass from the Tosefta definitely.
So it's chal in the velos and
what is chal? The chiyuv to eat nevelos, there's no chiyuv to eat nevelos. Nevelos and shchutas means I will eat some nevelos and some shchuta.
I will eat meat today.
What? I will eat meat today. So if I will eat meat today, so I didn't mention. According to the Ri, it's nothing. I will eat either nevela. I will eat meat today, and I don't care if it's nevela or shchuta. According to the Ri, I do not instruct him to mevatel l'shua. I say go to a kosher butcher shop and buy kosher meat. The only meat I have in that. Too bad. Go to the kosher butcher shop and buy kosher meat. That's it. You don't instruct a person. There's no chiyuv to mevatel that shvua. The Ritzvah says no. The moment my lashon shvua includes a bittul mitzvah, then it's shav. Bang. Knocked out.
So the mukhaf that the Ri holds that the shvua is not chal, is a shvua shav?
Maybe yes and maybe no. But it's not chal. It's a shua sheyefsha. No shua is chal that you instruct the person. There's no chalos hashua when you give an instruction. What? A shua cannot be chal when he will told to mevatel l'shua. There's no such shua. Does that mean it's shav? That depends how I understand shav. Whether shav depends on a yefsha or shav depends on a separate halacha. Rashi says a yefsha. Ramban says a yefsha. Okay. We'll the Gemara now. Mosav Rava Berei de Rabba. Next sukkah. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayev ola arba chatos oshem echad. You can have one kazayas and have four chatos and one oshem. V'yeluhin tomesh ochel chaylev who is chaylev. It's nosar minam akdoshim. And he ate it on Yom Kippur, so he's not eating kazayas, he's in kuzbas agasa. Remeom av moitzah Shabbos hotziyah chayim. Amru ainu min Hashem, it's not for the maisa achila, maisa hotzah. It's not here where is Remeo coming from. Shabbos needs a hanocha. So what's the hanocha? By swallowing it, that's considered a hanocha. So it's a mice, it's the same mice, but it's not because of achila, it's because it passes through my throat into my esophagus. Anyway, Hashem, Isa, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Achilachas Zayasech. Wait 1 second. Rashi is not 100% precise. Why is Rashi not 100% precise? Because Yom Kippur is a Kuzbas Agasa. Now, says the Gemara. Tosas Einam Hashem. Remei Choshev Lebahadi Achilas Mishum Debliyoso Zuyana Choso. Number Shabbos. Hoitze Shabbos Vahotze Bepiv, says Tosas. Perish Bekunches Mishum Hotzo Shabbos. I Avashum Hotzo Shem Kippur Lo the Kosovain Air of Hotzo Liam Kippur. Okay. Vainirin. The increases masik hodarafram badusi v'chayev mishum hotzor shteim. Look at Shabbos lapushe yisura. Okay, now. Gemara says, she'ochal, what is it? Imhoise Shabbos, tzil chayev. Wait a second. If I do malacha on Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Kippur is together, and I light a fire, how many averis do I have? One or two? Do you say Ein Yisachal Lissa, or you don't say Ein Yisachal Lissa? Yes. Yeah, well, no, not interested in what you have to say. Any bright Jewish young man here? What? It's Bevasachas. Yom Kippur and Shabbos Uchal Bevasachas. So, if it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's extra. So Rashi says, Tomei Shochel Chelev, Chai Mishum Chelev, Mishum Nosar, Mishum Yom Kippur, Mishum Tomei Shochel Zakodesh. Hari Arba Chatos, Oshem Echon, Me'ila. Filu Hu Kohen, Gabe Chelev, the Kodesh, Mo'el Hu, Dom Amar, Kol Chelev Hashem, the Rabbis and Muru Kodeshim Kalim, the Me'ila. And Kulu Isu Chalal Isanidu. Oye de kol, oye de mos, sharei mishenol de ha-behema. The moment the behema is born, nesel chelvo, the chelvo is also. Ikdisha, he made it kodesh, Miga de chol isu mukdoshim abosu. The isu kodish chalam bosu. Lo or chol name achelev. It's kolo. Have they no son miga? No, sir. Migi tozbe isu legame mizbeach. It's also legame mizbeach. Achilas mizbeach is now also. Al chatich ozu mishum nosi tozbe name legame gavra. Mishum nosi. Mosev itme gavra. This person becomes Tomei. Migo the itza hai gavra bekodshim ha necholim. He becomes also on kodshim that you can eat. Shum tuma. It's a nami by chelim. Shum tuma. I recall it. Havile yom kippah. Migo the itza af pechulim. Shum yom kippah. It's a nami b'hai. Shum yom kippah. Or it's a Shabbos. The ilo hautzosh yom kippah lo mechayev. Because so vein erev hautzol yom kippah. There's no isser of chiyuv karas or pachos or hotzah on Yom Kippur. Why not? This is a Shitas Rashi. Just mentioned to you, Shitas Rashi and Shabbos, Tav Beis Amar Aleph and Tav Tzadivav Amar Beis. That Issa v'hotzah, it's Rashi and Beitz, Tav Yud Beis Amar Beis. Isser Hotzor comes from where? So, if you take a look in the Rambam, he says, there's a pasuk, Ishi shal yasi od meloch alavodat sakodish vayikolei ha'om mehavi. So the Rambam says, it's included under lo sasa kol meloch. It's included under lo sasa. The pasuk tells you there is a meloch, but don't think it's not a malacha. It's a regular malacha. Rashi says, no. There are two separate losases. There's a losase of 38 malachas, sazaka malacha, and there's a losase of ishish al-yasa od malacha al-malacha al-kosh vayikoli ho-me-ovi. It's not a malacha. It's not under losasaka malacha. Not under losasaka malacha. And Rashi, it's a separate, the Torah said it's a separate type of malacha. So it says Rashi, Tzadivavim and Beis. Rashi and Beis says, that's why there's no Yisro Hotzah on Yontif. He's saying Yisro Hotzah on Yontif. Rashi says, what is this man Do'ama says, it's not included the Yisro Malacha on Yom Kippur. It's only Yishish Yasu O Malacha. It's talking exactly about Shabbos. Tosfos says, no, it's included in Losas Malacha. Okay. Mitzvah on Sunday, when you learn Shabbos, you learn Erev, and Beitza, you'll keep it in mind. But we're not going through the whole Inyan today. It's general Jewish education. So, if the rice that we said before, Shua Shalom Ochal, Te'enim, Chosavam, Shua Shalom Ochal, Te'enim, Anovim, Migi de Chayla, Anovim, Chal Namia, Te'enim, Pshita, Isabomelov, that we split the Shua into two, a regular Isser, there's no, you know, it's unsplittable. So therefore we say it's chal b'kolo, but maybe a shvua is splittable. And the Gemara says, I would have said that. Kamash melon, a shvua is also chal, shvua, on shvua you also say kolo. So, says the Gemara says, v'yemisa, mashkach lo chamesh, k'gon shom a shvua shel ochal tomorrow v'chelev. If you say Yeshua is chal on Isurim Bekolo, so why not? Kikatoni Isa Habome Elov, Isa Habome Atzmo Lok Toni. Enachanami. When Gabe Isa Kolel, there's no difference between Isa Bo Me'atzma. It happens to be this Tana wasn't talking about these sort of Yisurim. Why are we hektish? What about hektish? B'chol k'dusha somirech, says Rashi. Is that mean a kol bis habamayatz wa kate have a leila tanat fu yachatos ki ktoni avo gav di is le kol na me bis habamayatz ha khlo khosh is sum habo me aleha very hektish ashme ilus di also le mi shum di buro she hektisho talking about a bchor k'dusha somirech. Something I can't get out of. But it's hektish, very hektish. Hektish and get out of it. We started talking about a b'chor. Now, here you get into just, I'll skirt a bunch of issues. A shvua is a korban ola v'yored. What does a korban ola v'yored mean? What does a chatos kavua mean? A chatos kavua means, you chal, it's chal, that it depends on if I can afford it. A chatos kavua, it doesn't, whether I can afford it or not I can afford it. What do I bring? See a female goat or a female sheep. All of your rate means goes up and down with my income, my bank account. If I can afford a female goat or female sheep, I bring it. If I can't, I bring a mincha. I bring a bird. If I can't afford that, I bring a mincha. Okay. Now, is that a separate korban, or that is a chatas except an adjustable chatas? So it's not clear from our Gemara. Someone once went up to Reb Chaim, asked him a question. We say all the korbanos in the morning, neshama parim sosenu. We miss the korban olav yored. Why? So Reb Chaim answered, when it comes to talking, neshama parim sosenu, everyone's a gvir. No one's an oni. Okay. It's a nice joke, but the assumption that I don't know whether Reb Chaim was taking a position, he just wanted to maybe to get rid of him. So, but is that it is a regular chatas, it's just an adjustable chatas. The Gemara here would say, korban kavua, korban olav yored log tonic. Talking about a nasi, says Rashi. But nasi, Rabbi Lezi, himself to Oris, I mean, awesome, lo amar Rabbi Lezi, korban kavu, and nasi, my very, the korban olav yored, ela betumas mikdash kadosh, never bo koris, vaku, abba shmias kol, vabijis, vasayim lo amar. As it may be so, Rav Ashi Yom HaKiktoni midi d'chayli k'shir shvua. D'chayli apochus m'shir lo k'toni. Says Rashi. The chayla pochus makashir b'mefaresh when I'm mefareshed, because we Rabbi Kiva says we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Hari hektish Hashem ilus bar shav apruta afil pochus makazayis bar shav apruta v'ane shiure. Now Rashi aviramer abzera kiktoni zdono kores zdono la. Stone alav lo k'toni. We're talking things where there is a chi of koreis, and that's why you bring a korban. Something you bring a korban for lav, we're not talking about. For Ashram, there's don't alav. What about me'ila? There's no koreis, it's only alav. Uktoni bechatos, only the chatos. Ravino makiktoni midi dechayel amidi devarachilahu. Only something that's chal on a barachilahu. Shua dechayel amidi la barachilahu, loktoni. Right, hektish chal nami aitzim vavonim. Kiktoni midi dechayel amidi di ispe mashoshim. Something mamish. Shua shidul chayla midi lesbe ma shoshigon she ishan shaloishan lo ktoni, I'll sleep and I won't sleep. She ishan shaloishan she ashni shayne aimbo ma shosh. She has a tzor liyam lo gasin in och. Okay. Now, this is relative, seems to be a relatively straightforward Gemara. Okay, now, but there's a problem. Yishonim raised the problem. Shalo ochal tmarim v'chelev. Why is it belavehen? So that is Tosus about it. And all the Tosusin about it. We'll go through the Tosusin. And the Ramban talks about it. All the different Rishonim talk about it. But it's a relative. That's take a day or two or so, and then we go on to the Mishnah Daf Chof Hei, which is Me'atzashem, but chazer everything we did in Levatel, because the moment we hear Chazayin, it's going to come hitting us back completely.